Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you today, Matt?
Good, thank you. You know, I know it's been a busy day in the security world as news about Sarah Palin's Yahoo account being hijacked is starting to come out. Wanted to spend some time talking about this breaking news topic. I know that recently it was reported that Republican Vice Presidential candidate Sarah Palin was using a private Yahoo-based email account to conduct Alaska state business. And I guess hackers have broken into that account and posted evidence of the hijack on WikiLeaks and a few other sites. Have you heard about this? Or are you getting any information on this news?
Yeah, I've heard about it. I haven't heard specifically how the account was hijacked, but it really doesn't matter exactly how it was hijacked.
Right.
It's really a cautionary tale for anybody, regardless of whether they're a political candidate, an employee of a company, or just an individual private citizen.
I mean, what are some of the ways that this account could have been hijacked? Are there any, I guess, hypothetical ways that somebody could have broken into the account? Brute force password attacks, or what might they be?
Brute force password attack, a keystroke logger installed on a computer, vulnerabilities in the Yahoo infrastructure. These are all ways that it could have been perpetrated. A phishing email, potentially. And if Vice Presidential candidate Palin uses the same password in multiple locations, then all you have to do is compromise one of them to get a lot of interesting information. The way she could have really protected herself is, in the case of Yahoo, by upgrading to a paid account if she doesn't have one, and then downloading all the messages using a client such as Outlook so that they don't remain on the web. Because as long as they're on the web, they're accessible on the internet and it can be hacked. It's a lot harder if the emails are stored offline in an Outlook mail folder, for example.
Absolutely. So, I mean, is that really what you recommend, especially for business purposes? It seems odd that she would be using a web-based email account like Yahoo. I know there had been some comments and even in a New York Times article about a year ago that the GOP has used these sort of web-based accounts to get around some compliance issues with storing emails. Have you heard anything about that, or is that kind of just speculation at this point?
Well, I think it's probably widespread, but that is speculation.
Right.
And people will forget which account they're using sometimes and just send from the one that they're logged into, regardless of intent.
Right.
And I mean, we really can't expect any protection from the United States government for this kind of attack, because when they granted the telcos immunity from prosecution for illegally divulging personal information, they tacitly gave approval to groups like Anonymous, who hacked Palin's account, to do this sort of thing.
Yep.
So if McCain and Obama both voted to grant immunity to the telcos, it would be pretty hypocritical to attack the group that did this hack, as heinous as it was.
Yeah, no, obviously, I mean, it's a huge invasion of privacy. I mean, do you think that the FBI will be investigating this? And if so, what are the chances in this sort of situation to even find who did this?
I'm sure the FBI and Secret Service will investigate this. The chances really depend on how skilled the hackers were at covering their tracks and how skilled they are at not ticking off someone that gives a tip to who they were. So,
right, exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say. But, it's a lot more than just this public official that is potentially abusing email accounts. For a private individual, if you're using like a Yahoo Mail account or a Google Mail account or any of the online accounts to conduct business, then you might get emails that have a credit card number or have a password or things like that in your own personal account. And that information is up there on the web unless you download it to an offline file.
So have you seen any of the email posts that have been made from her account or any of the images?
You know, I have seen that. I don't think that in the big scheme of things, politically, it's going to be a significant issue. I think there was already plenty of information about this without hacking
right.
the account to say, see, it's true, it's true. I think really for the public at large, this is a good time to learn the lesson that if you're using online services to store your data, it is vulnerable.
Yeah, no, that is definitely true. Is there anything that you would recommend or a few tips that you would recommend to folks who do use web-based email accounts to keep themselves protected?
Learn what a good strong password is and use a good strong password. Do not use the same password on multiple accounts. Whenever possible, store any confidential information offline. Use Outlook or Outlook Express or Mozilla, the Mozilla email program, and download and take off the server those emails so that they can't be hacked by someone breaking into a Yahoo or something like that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I know this news is just kind of happening. So is there anything else that we should touch on, Randy? And obviously, if folks have questions about this topic or best ways that they can protect their email account and themselves, feel free to email Randy at askeset@eset.com. But before I let you go, is there anything else that we should touch on?
Well, just that a corollary to this is using online programs that mimic things like Microsoft Office. A business can put themselves at the exact same risk because they're keeping business information up on the web. Nowadays, the buzzword is cloud-based computing, and clouds have a habit of dissipating.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I definitely appreciate you taking the time to talk with us about this, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Well, thank you very much.
This has been Mac Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.